Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to The Balance on a Tuesday afternoon. Yes, it's raining here in the Midwest, but that's okay. It's nice and dry here atop of the Balance Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. My name's Sal Martin with El Presidente. Going to be joining our normal simulcast, 1400 WBAT in Marion. And we got Jimmy the intern coming up. We're going to be talking some IU basketball. And coming up here at the bottom of the hour, 5:30 Eastern, John Brodigan. What's bugging John today? We'll find out. And also coming up from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern right here on the Balance Radio Network, we're going to be broadcasting hour number 2, as heard on the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT. My name's Sal Marquis. Welcome, guys. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. One more day left for most of you in the short week, so hopefully this is going to be a great show for you. Stay tuned. Write down these digits, 917-889-8516. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Radio Network. My name's Sal Marquis, El Presidente. Get ready to join up and link up with 1400 WBAT and Marion for the Gary Snyder Show. And joining us on the Gary Snyder Show, that's right, the official intern of the Gary Snyder Show, Jimmy the intern. And I know he was out of the IU basketball game. And yes, that's right, they won. And for a change, we can finally say IU won. So we're going to be breaking that down. Obviously, whatever else is going on the hard court, and you never know what kind of conversations will take the lead between myself and Gary right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back. We're joining up with Gary Snyder on 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana, and Jimmy the intern right here on the Balance Radio Network.
the good old hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Second period.
Where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's the one.
Oh, the good old hockey game. Here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT, and always at this time we're joined by Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. Before we get to Tom, though, you all know about my predicament. We'll just call it that. When I was trying to buy some carpet not too long ago, I did what everybody else did. I went to all the big home improvement box stores. But when I did this, I found something was missing. Service. You know what I'm talking about if you've experienced this. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw, and the list goes on, they also had that special something that was missing from all of those big home improvement box stores. Lehman Floor Covering had great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Call 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226. Ask for Todd and get that free estimate. Or you can always visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com. Or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right, as always, at this time, we're joined by Tom Marquis and the Radio Balance Radio Network. Tom, say hi.
Hello, and welcome to the Balance Radio Network across the United States, Mr. Gary Snyder.
And also joining us is the official IU Sports intern for the Gary Snyder Show, which I got the tweets or the text last night showing his new, and he was proudly sporting the Gary Snyder Show IU basketball season credential. That would be Jimmy Cavanaugh.
Hey, Gary, that was a great experience last night, being able to, you know, both go to Assembly Hall. That was fun. That was cool, being able to go to the Assembly Hall with the Gary Snyder Show credential, and also watching the team I was covering get a victory. I almost didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, 'cause it's only really happened once this whole season so far.
And that happened against South Carolina State. It's an FCS school. I mean, that's not a real one. I'm not going to count that.
And, you know, let me ask you this. My guess is you probably grew up an IU basketball fan.
I did, indeed.
Now, have you ever seen Wayne's World?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
You've never actually seen the movies?
I've seen most of it.
There is a portion of Wayne's World when they get backstage passes to meet Alice Cooper. They're walking around holding their credential out to everyone they walk by. Was that Jimmy Cavanaugh last night?
Oh, no, I played it off a little bit, Gary. You know, I had to look suave, brought the suit, brought some hair gel. You know, I had some product going. I dressed to impress, took names.
So you could have been Tom Crean's mini-me last night.
Tom Crean's middle part was a lot more impressive than anything that I could do. I mean, it was in fine form last night, Gary, let me tell you. I've never seen a coach or even a man of any kind rock a middle part with such tenacity.
Tom, go ahead.
Did he just say rock a middle part with such tenacity?
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive. It was impeccable. Not a hair out of place.
So we're talking about Coach Crean's rocking his middle part.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let me ask you this, because you did put a picture up of the food. It looked like the food at Assembly Hall left a little to be desired.
Well, I didn't get down on as much as I could have. You know, I had a dinner last night with some friends, so I spared you know, really going all in. They did, but they had like the pizza breadsticks with some dipping sauce. They had some mac and cheese. They had some barbecue sandwiches. It was a good spread overall. I just didn't go all in.
All right, now, IU gets the win last night. Take us through the game, how the Hoosiers look, and are they ready for the Butler, Chihuahuas? Is that a good analogy? I hate to call them Bulldogs right now because they really don't look like Bulldogs.
Yeah, after watching Butler the past couple games, I'd have to imagine they are about ready. I mean, Butler played Chattanooga and they played Savannah State, two teams that IU absolutely ran out of the building. Chattanooga, it looked like they might have them until very late in the game, and the same thing happened with Savannah State. That was a ridiculously low-scoring game, 20-17 at the half. I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk about that a little later. But as for the game against Gardner-Webb last night, IU wasn't overly impressive. Maybe I was spoiled on them after watching them live at that Evansville game. They showed me what they were capable of there. They didn't play up to their capability against Gardner-Webb. They were still decent. They had pretty good defensive pressure. They held them to fewer than 30 points in the first half. Actually, I believe the score going into halftime, so I want to say it was 32-21. So they did a good job there on defense. But they didn't guard the perimeter as well as I would have liked to have seen them. Gardner-Webb could have easily gone 7-12 in the first half. They just missed some open looks. And IU's offense is pretty stagnant in the first half. Second half, though, they got their energy up a little bit. Victor Oladipo was outstanding. And they got their defensive intensity begat some offensive flow. They got their tempo moving. They got some jump shots to go down. They didn't shoot as well as they normally do. A bunch of good three-point shooters missed some open looks. Matt Roth missed a few. Jordan Hulls missed a few. I wouldn't expect that to continue. But for the way that Indiana played both on offense and defense, seeing them put up a 24-point win was impressive, and they did do some pretty good things.
Go ahead, Tom.
Obviously, we love talking about IU basketball because there's some potential there, and there's some real promise there. Some of the things, though, I know we're still early in the season, so we've got a long ways to go, and we're going to have a lot of conversations yet to come. And so, you know, certainly not getting worked up over the little stuff. But we're a few games into the season, and IU, to me, really hasn't been put to the challenge. Cody Zeller really hasn't shown what he can do. What is yet to come from IU basketball this year? What are some of the things that IU needs to improve on now so that it doesn't become a problem later, especially when we get into the Big Ten and closer to the tournament time?
If I'm focusing on two things that this team needs to focus, that this team needs to improve, and I'm glad you asked that question because you mentioned Cody Zeller. I'll get to him in a second. This team needs to do a better job closing out on the perimeter, getting two perimeter shooters. That's what killed them last year, and Gardner-Webb looked like they could have killed them last night if they had just made some open looks. Like I said, they went 4-12 in the first half. They missed three wide-open three-point shots. One of them was the most pathetic air ball I've ever seen. It was horrible. But Gardner-Webb had the looks to shoot really well from beyond the arc. They just didn't convert. The other thing is going to be the offensive tempo, the offensive intensity. Because when IU's playing really good defense, which they have done for most of the season so far, it's a young season, but still, they've played really good defense. And that hasn't been much of an issue. Their offense, though, has left a little something to be desired. Sometimes they don't get into their offensive set as quickly as they need to. Crean said before the season that he was a little behind instilling the offense because he was still working on the defense. That's something I want to see improve. I want to see the players get more comfortable in their offensive sets, move the offense a little quicker. And to get to your point, include Cody Zeller a little bit. They've done a good job including him, and I don't think that they're going to need to rely on him as a go-to scorer. because Oladipo, Sheehy, Christian Watford, Jordan Hulls, these are all guys who can score the ball. I think Cody Zeller's presence in the middle to open up driving lanes, to use his passing, which is stellar for a big man, those are going to be his main contributions that I'm looking for on offense. As far as the defensive side of the ball, that's where I'm going to look for his impact to be, because he moves his feet so well, he's so long, and he uses his arms well to, you know, get deflections, create steals. Before last night's game, he was leading the team with over 3 steals a game, unheard of for a big man. So that's the main thing I'm looking for out of Cody Zeller, just defensive presence and opening up things for his teammates on the offensive end.
All right, guys, time for a quick break. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
And welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. And, you know, I'll get into this again here when we connect back up with Gary Snyder. And this is just coming in. Police say a man wearing an American flag drove a Jeep up the stairs. Check this out, in Indianapolis. In the War Memorial Tuesday, a small fire was reported on the steps. Indianapolis firefighters reported and put out the fire. Several police cars are on the scene down there in Indianapolis, guys. So watch out for that. I can only think that it has to do with these right-to-work protesters that were down there all day today. So we'll be following that story, but that story is just now breaking right here in the Indianapolis market. But apparently a man has driven his Jeep up the stairs of the War Memorial and has nothing on but an American flag and is burning stuff. So we'll see how that goes. This is the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back with more IU basketball talk. And also, I think that we do have Mr. $2 Bill Josh Elmore on the line with us, who's going to join us in the conversation with some IU basketball as well. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Radio Network. My name is Mark Vassell, Presidente. We're going to be joining back up with 1400 WBAT as well with the Gary Snyder Show in just a moment here. And joining us is Jimmy the intern, who is the official intern of the Balanced Gary Snyder Show. I am so glad to have you along, Jimmy. And also, we've got Mr. $2 Bill Josh with us as well. While we're waiting to team back up with Gary, Jimmy and Josh, do you have any questions for Jimmy real quick about IU?
Well, Jimmy, my question would be, Cody's always looked good so far, but do you think as he bulks up he'll get better, or do you think he's the player that we've seen so far?
Who's the player that you're asking about?
Cody Zeller. Do you think he'll get better as he gets bigger?
Okay. You mean this season? I think he'll continue to improve really on a game-by-game basis. because that's what we've seen so far. I think he might have a struggle. I think he might struggle at the very beginning of the Big Ten season, adjusting to the bigger players, adjusting to the different pace of play. But I think as we see him get used to that, just learn what it takes to succeed in the Big Ten, he'll get better as the season progresses. And going into next year, I think he'll be an absolute monster.
Well, Jimmy, so glad that you could join us, and so glad that you can be out there at the IU games with us and covering these games for us. Obviously, we're still new in the season, but outside of Cody Zeller, who are some of the other guys that Coach Crean's looking at and who we can expect a lot of performance from this season?
There are three guys who I've really been impressed with from their development from last year to this year. And that's Victor Oladipo, Will Sheehy, and of all people, Derek Elston. Because Oladipo and Sheehy were guys who were going to improve, guys who, I saw them over the summer at the Indy Pro-Am. Victor Oladipo was scoring points on NBA players. He's got that handle that he needed to have. He still needs to work on his jump shot a little bit on the outside. He missed a couple threes last night where he was left wide open. But he's going to be able to get into the lane. That's something that IU has not had in the past couple of years. And Will Sheehy is a little – he's like Oladipo in that he can get into the lane, not quite as good with his handle, but better perimeter shot. So that's going to be important to see how he's able to do during the season. I think they can both be scorers. And Derek Elston last year was not 100%. He was injured. He hadn't worked as hard over the offseason as he needed to. Tom Crean was thrilled with how hard Derek Elston worked. He's finally healthy for the first time in a few years. He's running the floor better than he ever has, and he's shooting better than he ever has. If there's a guy that no one's talking about right now who's going to be key for this team's success, it's Derek Elston.
Okay. Well, Jimmy the intern, we'll be right back with you guys right here in just a moment as we team back up with Gary Snyder and 1400 WBAT.
If you're just joining us, we have Tom Marquis, host of the Balance Radio Network, with us. Jimmy Cavanaugh, official IU Sports intern for the Gary Snyder Show. All right, Tom, you're up.
Well, you know, first of all, what I wanted to do, and this really doesn't have anything to do with sports, but real quickly, I just think that it's an important story to break here that's breaking here in the Indianapolis area. A man drives up the steps of the War Memorial in downtown Indianapolis. I don't know if you've ever been there. You know, that's the circle of attention in Indianapolis. And obviously there's been a lot of protesting down there, protesting that right to work. Police say a man wearing nothing but an American flag drove a Jeep up the stairs of the War Memorial today, just a few minutes ago. A small fire was reported on the steps. Now they're showing it live. He has been taken into custody and roughed up a little bit. But the man was taken into custody shortly after this began, and he's being checked out by medics and being transferred to the Wishard psychiatric unit. It's unclear what he was protesting, Gary, but I can only assume that he was part of those people down there protesting the right to work. I just thought that was pretty big news, especially when you talk about a man dressed in nothing but an American flag driving his Jeep up the War Memorial stairs. And if you've ever been down in downtown Indianapolis and saw that, it's a feat in itself.
Well, let me ask you this, since he was wearing only the American flag, did they throw him to the ground and let the American flag hit the ground?
I did not see that part. They broke in, and I turned it on. I was getting the tweets, and I turned it on, and I saw the stuff. But I tell you what, WTHR here in Indianapolis has got the full coverage on it. It's got all their helicopters over there. So they'll probably go back and play that. But I have not seen that. But they are showing a picture of him standing on the stairs holding, it looks like a book or a Bible of some sort, wrapped in an American flag. Now, I don't know if they did. He didn't catch the American flag on fire. He's holding some sort of a blue pole as well. Like I said, this is just breaking. It is very, very fresh. So I'm not sure of all the details, but it is coming out. And WTHR.com in Indianapolis is doing pretty good coverage of it. So,
and how is this segue? Because now we have to go back to Jimmy and have him talk about IU basketball.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. And we had $2 Bill Josh on. He was talking to Jimmy a little bit on the break. And I know we got to get to Broad again. So my fault. I just, I don't break news too often. When I do, I just think it's pretty cool. So go ahead, Jimmy. You're up. Piece it together, Jimmy. That's your homework assignment. He's got nothing.
Come on, Jimmy. You got to bridge it here, buddy.
Wait, say what?
Well, we went to you. I said, okay, Jimmy, I mean, that's it. You're going to have to segue. You're going to have to bridge the two topics between us.
If you're leaving it to me to segue, you say there's a guy who drove a Jeep onto the stairs of the War Memorial wearing nothing but an American flag. I know exactly how to do this. That's downtown. Also located downtown is Butler University, who happens to be IU's next opponent. So if we're going to go into that, that does give me an opportunity to say something, and this is an unusual occurrence. The way Butler's struggling has been pretty unusual, and I'm not sure if we'll see it continue this Sunday against IU.
He did it, Gary.
I'm impressed. All right. IU has started off, what are they, 5-6-0 now, and I heard today first time in the history of IU basketball. They have won their first 5 or 6 games by a margin of 20-plus points or more in each victory.
Yep. This is, in one way or another, this is the best start in IU history. Just considering that statistic, obviously they haven't played much of anybody, but it's an interesting stat. And the news came out yesterday, they're receiving votes in the Associated Press poll for being nationally ranked by the Ken Pomeroy by the KenPomeroy.com statistical metrics. IU is the 26th best team in the country, one outside the top 25. So they're doing a pretty good job. They've opened strongly. They've exceeded the expectations that I had for this team. I'm going to be interested to see if they can continue. Like I said, defensive pressure on the perimeter and offensive tempo are going to be the two main things I want to watch for. Butler is going to test them a little bit. They're going to slow the game down. I want to see them do well against Butler, see if they can continue this recent strong streak. I want to see how they play on the road in Raleigh at North Carolina State against a mid-level ACC opponent, mid-level of the top ACC opponent. They could finish top 5 this year in that league. And then they're going to have Kentucky. So this is where their schedule gets real. The warm-up was nice. They've done what they needed to do. Now it's time to get down to business.
Real quick, where can people find your work, buddy?
Just look for me on iusportcom.com. I have a written take on the game in addition to the piece that I posted on your website. And you can also find me every Friday, 10 to 11, on WIUX.org. Not this Friday. I will be off. I will, however, be calling the Purdue game on Saturday. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, check it out at WIUX.org. The game, I believe, starts at either noon or 3:30. I'm a little foggy on which one, but I'll be there.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
And hopefully you have a happy Thanksgiving. All right, news break. Then we're back with Brodigan here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
It's time to celebrate the...
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Martin, El Presidente. We're going to be teaming back up with the Gary Snyder Show at the end of their break, but their break at the bottom of the hour here. Joining me, a blast of the past, Mr. $2 Bill Josh, former co-host of the Balance, Gridiron, and of the Balance. Josh, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, so we'll talk a little bit about IU. Obviously, Colts were on a bye last week. This week, they come up to the Carolina Panthers. So overall, what's on your mind? We haven't heard a $2 Bill Josh rant, so go ahead and take about a minute and give us a rant.
Well, I've had the privilege of going to every Butler home game so far this season, thanks to my fiance, a Butler season basketball tickets. And I've got to see him play every home game. I'm also going down to Bloomington, Indiana this Sunday to see the Bulldogs and the Hoosiers. I'm actually going to go ahead and say right now Butler beats IU by 15 points just based on the fact that IU looks a little arrogant. And Butler really needs a victory to get their season turned around. And I told you first, Colts by 14 over the Carolina Panthers.
Well, all right. So you think Curtis Painter starts on Sunday?
No, actually, I think it'll be Orlovsky, and I don't think we'll ever see Painter throw another pass to the Colts.
And why do you think that?
Well, if you read statistics, they're going to – well, the start, it sounds like they're going to draft Andrew Luck, and they're not going to play Painter over Andrew Luck, especially seeing how it sounds like they're going to cut Peyton Manning in mid-February.
Now, you're saying they're going to cut him in mid-February. Are you saying they're going to trade him, you mean?
They're going to trade him or cut him, but they will not pay him his $28 million roster bonus, nor do I expect Manning to ask him to.
Okay, and that's probably a thought that most people believe. Although I think a lot of people are thinking that perhaps that Jim Irsay will try to keep Peyton Manning around for a year and then trade him out after that, depending on how he plays out. I subscribe to the theory that Jim Irsay will try to keep him around as long as possible and to give, because we have such a complex offense, I would think that Irsay gives Andrew Luck plenty of time to develop into the Colts season. Now, assistant, now obviously we know that that's not a foregone conclusion, not for a fact that Andrew Luck will be an Indianapolis Colts, but if things keep going that they are, we'll certainly draft him. Obviously, that's going to open up a lot of doors for future draft picks and so forth. Real quickly, Josh, before we go back to 1400 WBAG and Gary Snyder, looks like that the NBA season and the Pacers are not going to happen this year. So what are your thoughts?
It's disappointing news, not surprising news. I think you'll see them get started in November 2012. Also, I think Bill Cowher will be introduced as a Colts head coach the day after the regular season ends.
So you think Bill Cowher will be the next head coach of the Indianapolis Colts? Well, that's certainly a conversation that we can get in for another time. Well, Josh, we got to let you go, my friend. So catch up with us later on down the road, and as we move closer to the draft time and stuff, I'm sure that we'll have you on. Okay. All right, well, that was Josh. I guess that we lost connections with him. You're listening to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Sean Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a wet Tuesday afternoon, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
What the hell is that? It's a turkey. His name is Gobbles.
Gobbles!
And
final guest of the day, I need to tell you about Freightco. They are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that is on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, and they spend the weekends at home. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call at 866-397-2581. Again, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. Let me remind you, tomorrow at O'Dark 30, Good Morning Grant County with Tim George, his guests, Jay Yackel and John Lawson of the AmVets Auction, John Woodmanis, hopefully, Extension Educator, Oak Hill High School Principal Mike McDivitt, and Byron Lamb from the Indiana Policy Review Foundation. All right, we are joined now by the Balance Radio Network, Tom Marquis, and hopefully we have Brodigan with us. Do we?
No, we don't. I was just trying to send you that message. He's not on with us yet, so he hasn't called in yet. So it's just me and you. Mio Magasso.
Well, as you heard a little earlier, we did play the hockey song. And as you know, Sidney Crosby, Sid the Kid, made his return last night, came in with two goals, two assists as the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the New York Islanders 5-0 last night. Sid the Kid scored the first goal of the game, very reminiscent of when Mario Lemieux came back from his injury way back when and led the Penguins to a 5-0 shutout of the Islanders. They were leading the league with 25 points before last night's game, and the addition to Sidney Crosby back to the Pittsburgh Penguin lineup has to put him as one of the top teams in the East right now as we approach the one-third way of the NHL season, Tom.
Well, you know, it's going to be exciting to watch some NHL. And as I mentioned yesterday and on our break to $2 Bill Josh that was on with us, it looks like we're not going to have an NBA season. So it looks like we're going to be getting a lot of hockey. And we're going to be able to watch hockey. A lot of the networks are not going to probably be carrying hockey because there is no NBA on. So it is going to be interesting. In a way, that's a good positive thing. I think that it's going to bring some new light to the sport. And obviously, we need to brush up on our Polish name pronunciations. But I think we're going to be talking a lot about hockey. And you know what? I don't think a lot of people, you know, I joke around about, you know, hockey fans and this and that just to have fun. But, you know, I don't think really a lot of people have a grip on what Sidney Crosby's return means to the NHL.
I would probably equate it to back in the day. We'll just say that back in the day, a Larry Bird or a Magic Johnson or, as I might hesitate to say, a Michael Jordan being out for almost an entire season and then making his return.
Oh, absolutely. You know, or, you know, Kim Kardashian making a...
You know, no. I had promised my wife we would never mention Kim Kardashian on this show again. And there you go.
Hey, you got to tell me this sort of stuff. You got to give me the list of things that... To say,
I would hope that in a hockey talk or a hockey conversation, there would be no reason to mention Kim Kardashian. But when you do take a look at the Pens and the TV schedule for hockey right now, versus carries 2 or 3 games a week, maybe even 4. The Hockey Network has Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday nights. Usually carries a couple games of the week. NBC now carries the NBC Game of the Week, and obviously announced by Mike Emmerich, who basically got his start at this station here at WBAT. And matter of fact, we have the Canadians and Bruins Friday afternoon on NBC. So hockey, whether the NBA is going or not, hockey, I think, is picking up in popularity, and just with the NBA not going to have a season this year, it can only help the NHL.
Absolutely, that is absolutely the truth. I think that hockey's ratings, as far as television goes, I think Versus Network is going to be carrying some games on a regular basis, on a more regular basis. I think they're actually extending their schedule. And obviously, I think NHL, like NBA and MLB, have their own cable pass programs as well. So we'll probably see a lot of those. So, yeah, you're right. I think that it's going to be some great days for hockey. And obviously today there's going to be some good games. My Blues in L.A. is playing Toronto and Tampa Bay. So, you know, there's going to be some good games. And moving into to the holiday as well, speaking of the Penguins, my Blues and the Penguins will be on Wednesday, so coming up this week. So, yeah, it's going to be a good week to watch hockey because we're going to have some football. But other than that, you know, so I'm all for it.
And I will tell you, I was the good husband yesterday. My wife donned her Penguins jersey, her Sidney Crosby jersey with the C, wore it all day and got home from school last night, and I gave up watching 2.5 men so she could watch the Penguins beat the Islanders 5-0 and watch Sidney Crosby's return.
You are such the great husband. I don't know which is more scarier, the fact that you're not watching hockey or that you're watching 2.5. Are you watching it pre-Sheen or post-Sheen?
Well, the only thing that's on right now is post-Sheen. So it was with whatever that doofus guy's name is. I don't remember. Is that it?
Yeah. I think we have Brodigan on now. Maybe he can bail it. Austin Krutcher.
I will tell you this, that 2.5 men is not the same without Charlie Sheen.
I have not seen post Sheen, only pre Sheen in the syndication repeats, but I like 2.5 men. I think we do have a whole man now, Mr. John Brodigan. Are you with us?
I think so, and I'm beginning to think God doesn't like the Gary Snyder show because he seems that I'm not like it when I'm supposed to call in.
Well,
you know,
yes,
you probably really don't understand how much sense that comment just made.
I mean, literally, the closer I got to home, I mean, yesterday, crystal clear skies, I was actually home early. Today, rain, and the closer I got home, the slower and more retarded the drivers got. I actually got stuck in a light because of some idiot trying to cross the double yellow line and not realizing you're not allowed to do that.
Well, hey, John, and you missed the opening because I did play your favorite song by Nickelback, Rockstar, to introduce you, but you were nowhere around to accept that invitation.
I do apologize. But I'm here now, though. That's the important thing.
All right, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, Brodigan here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hello, this is Lance Percy.
What the hell is that? It's a turkey. His name is Gobbles.
Garage!
And
do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday before Thanksgiving, on a wet Tuesday afternoon. I tell you what, I just cannot get over this guy here in Indianapolis, and I know we're streaming across the United States here. So, you know, a lot of you guys may or may not have been to Indianapolis, but you're going to see this war memorial, especially during the Super Bowl coverage. Well, it's the huge circle in our city, and basically all points come to the circle. And they've been down at the state capitol protesting all day long. A part of it, you've got part of the Occupy Wall Street bunch, and then you've got a new bunch today that's protesting the right to work bill that's in front of the Indiana legislation. A lot of the union workers and stuff are out there, but you've got this guy. There's always that one guy, right? You've got this guy. Police say a man wearing an American flag, nothing but an American flag, mind you, drove a Jeep up the stairs of the War Memorial on Tuesday. A small fire was reported on the steps. The man was taken into custody about 15 minutes ago after the incident began. And I tell you what, all the news choppers and stuff, he's got his 15 minutes of fame. Indianapolis firefighters responded and put the fires out. Several police cars are on the scene. So if you're down there, guys, don't try to be driving around, because I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to go anywhere. But here's what happened. A guy had nothing but an American flag, drove up the stairs and decided that he was going to commence to yelling. Yeah, I said commence. I don't know why it just came out. But the man was naked from the waist up and wrapped in a flag, yelling at the police. Apparently, he drove his Jeep on top of the stairs all the way to the top. So there's some pictures on that. So anyway, interesting development in downtown Indianapolis. This is the Balance Radio Network. We're going to team back up with 1400 WBHE and Marianne for the Gary Snyder Show.
Time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414, or visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. All right, we are joined now by John Brodigan with his segment, Brodigan. All right, John, I guess the first thing to ask you is there anything bugging you today?
Actually, not right now, because before we went to commercial, we were talking about Nickelback and my
favorite band.
Apparently, they have a sense of humor I didn't realize. A friend of mine posted this on my Facebook page, one of those funnyordie.com videos. Nickelback sitting in a recording studio trying to figure out why everyone hates them.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to watch it to enjoy, but it is pretty funny. So I have to concede, I give Nickelback credit for having a sense of humor. They still suck.
Well, they are supposed to play the halftime show at the Detroit Lion Green Bay Packer game on Thanksgiving Day. And there's actually a petition out there trying to prevent that from happening. So my question is, why does everyone hate Nickelback so much?
Well, besides the fact that they're they just personify what sucks about rock and roll, about a certain brand of rock and roll. Not to mention, but the other thing is also, Detroit has such a rich musical history, and this is the first time in about 85 years
we're
actually looking forward to watching the Detroit Lions, and you're giving us a crappy Canadian band?
Well, Canada is just like 40 miles away from Detroit.
It's still Canada. It sucks.
But
it's America's junior.
Can't Detroit really be counted as part of Canada? They did give us Kid Rock.
Hey, isn't Windsor where all the 18-year-old Detroit Americans go to drink? Because it's legal to drink when you're 18 in Windsor, I think. Isn't it Windsor, Canada, just across the border from Detroit?
Actually, it may be, because also, come to think of it, didn't Canada actually win part of Detroit in like the War of 1812?
You know, if they want to really complain a lot, I'm sure we could let them have it back.
And we love all of our listeners on WROM radio, by the way.
Out of Detroit.
Out of Detroit, right. Love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. We just hate Nickelback.
That's right.
Hey, we were asking this question a little earlier of our guest, so I guess I'll get to you first, Brodigan, and we haven't hit Tom up for this. Favorite Christmas movie and favorite or TV show and favorite Christmas song, Brodigan?
All right.
First of all, you're not Jewish, are you? I've made that mistake
before. I am not Jewish.
Okay,
oh, God. Favorite Christmas song is The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York, just for the opening line, it was Christmas Eve with the Drunk Tank. Favorite Christmas movie was Gremlins. And and favorite Christmas show was the Muppet Family Christmas.
Wow. You know, the Gremlins have not been brought up yet. That's a first here on the Gary Snyder Show. We've had a lot of different answers and a lot of different callers today, but that is the first Gremlins take.
Yeah, I mean, look, it took place during Christmas. As far as I'm concerned, it's a Christmas movie.
All right, Tom, you're up.
Well, I tell you what, by far, and my, you know what, in my office at the house, my wife knows that this is where it has to stay, is my leg lamp. So obviously my favorite, not only my favorite Christmas movie, but my favorite movie of all time is A Christmas Story. You'll put your eye out, kid. Absolutely my favorite. I'm sure that's been mentioned by other people. I'm not quite sure. I haven't heard everybody. Obviously A Grinch Is Stole Christmas, and also Chevy Chase's movie Christmas Vacation. But yeah, the most favorite one is the Christmas Story. And my favorite, I'm more of a traditionalist, so I would say my favorite Christmas song is Old Little Town of Bethlehem and Little Drummer Boy. And my favorite Christmas show or Christmas special is Charlie Brown's Christmas.
You know, that is actually the first time that anybody has brought up the Christmas Story, too. We've had probably 8 or 9 callers today, and that's the first time the Christmas Story has been brought up.
That is a classic above all classic. What do you think that one of those networks, TBS, I think, air it 24 hours from Christmas Eve to Christmas night?
And I went with my favorite Christmas song. It's Blue Christmas by Elvis. My favorite Christmas show, I'll go with you, Tom, is Charlie Brown. I love all the Charlie Brown holiday you know, the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, Happy Thanksgiving Charlie Brown, you name it. I am a Charlie Brown fan, and my favorite movie, Christmas movie, has to be A Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase, all-time classic. I will stop what I'm doing and watch it whenever I see that it's on.
That sounds fair.
I love that. You know what? The best part of that movie is where they, where she brings in the cat and all wraps. the cat gets fried in the Christmas tree.
That squirrel part is just awesome. You know, I still laugh at that even today after seeing it probably 100 times.
when he's outside, Elaine from Seinfeld looks out the window. He's like, "Yeah, pooper's full."
Now, my wife is chiming in. Her favorite movie is a Christmas movie. It's The Sound of Music, or It's a Wonderful Life. So that's what my wife has chimed in with. Maybe we can get a show and song from her, because I know she's listening. And we'll see if we can't get that from her before the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm just impressed that your wife listens to the show. My wife tuned out a long time ago.
My wife is my biggest fan, and drives the ratings for this show, if there are any.
My wife is my biggest fan too, but I don't know. She does listen. I take that back. She listens to the archives, and she has it loaded on her iPad or iPhone or whatever you call it. iTunes, she's got it loaded on there, so I catch her listening to it every now and then. She thinks I have a raw sense of humor, so.
My wife says, "I have no sense of humor, so stop trying." All right, John, you live in New York City. Do you head to the Macy's Thanksgiving parade?
I don't. You know, we did it 1 year, and it was just meh.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that's better on TV than in person.
Well, yeah, because I mean, on one hand, you don't any of the performances, you really it's you have to get by the video camera, which you need to know someone or get there like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, the balloons are only cool if you could actually if you are in one of the buildings and you can actually see them float by, and other than that, it's just. You know, it's just like it's a really big parade that it's not worth the hassle of having to take the train to and from the city for.
So you skip it at all costs then?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you watch it on television?
I usually have it in the background.
Yeah, I think that's the same way with us. How about you real quick, Tom?
We watch it every year, depending on if we're having it at my house or Thanksgiving at my house. My brother's, like, this year will be at my brother. It'll be on, but it's more background noise than anything, right? But I am interested in seeing that band from Carmel play. They're going to be there. It's a high school band from Carmel High School.
All right,
Indiana.
Real quick, we're running out of time. John, where can people find your work?
This week they can go to johnbrodigan.com, where I have my annual Giving Thanks blog post posted, or facebook.com/jb.c.
All right, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, John.
You too, sir.
All right, Tom, you're up.
www.thebalanceonline.com. Obviously, the Balance listeners, stay tuned right here because we're going to be broadcasting hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show as it was heard on 1400 WBAT, Facebook, Twitter, T-Balance, I'm sorry, and Facebook, just The Balance.
All right, I want to thank all of our guests today. Valerie Kroger, spokesperson for the Indiana Workforce Development, going over the latest unemployment numbers. Brian Howie, publisher of HowiePolitics.com. Great guest there. Jimmy Cavanaugh, official IU Sports intern for the Gary Snyder Show. And we cannot forget about Brodigan, John Brodigan. Tune in to Good Morning Grant County tomorrow as they have Jay Yackel and John Lawson, AmVets Auction, John Woodmanis, extension educator, Oak Hill High School principal Mike McDivitt, Byron Lamb, Indiana Policy Review. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source for CBS News and the Oz.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo!
More!
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 Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Every Christmas card I write.
Oh, there he is, Bing Crosby, White Christmas. We're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. And again, for part of this hour, we will be joined at the bottom of the hour by Brian Howie, talking the latest from the Indiana political grapevine. But until then, we had so much fun talking about favorite Christmas songs and favorite Christmas specials / movies. We're going to continue that call-in segment here. If you want to participate, 765-662-1400. If you want to let us know what your favorite Christmas song or Christmas special movie is. Now, before we get to those phone calls, I need to tell you about this hour sponsor, which, same as it was last hour, Carbonite. Take a look at your computers when you get home. Let me guess what's on them. You have, I bet, thousands of pictures, a bunch of songs, probably some documents you can't live without, maybe a video or two. What would happen if you woke up tomorrow and everything was gone? All of it. Pretty upset, wouldn't you? Now, that's why you need to back up your files on your computer. Because bad things happen to files and computers all the time. Hard drives crash, laptops get lost or stolen, viruses damage or destroy, and kids. That's all I have to say about kids. I could just say kids and make this commercial a lot shorter. Anyway, if you have valuable files you can't replace, the only real way to protect them is to back them up. Carbonite is the best way to do that. Carbonite takes the worry out of backup by securely and automatically backing up your files to a state-of-the-art data center. It's that simple. So when your computer crashes, your hard drive crashes, it breaks, a virus, kids, whatever the case may be, and everything on your computer is gone, you're just a mouse click away from restoring everything because you have Carbonite. Here's what you need to do. First, go to GaryLSnyder.com. Over 12,000 of you a month do. You'll see the Carbonite banner ad. Click on it. It's going to take you to the Carbonite webpage specifically for Gary Snyder Show listeners. You're going to sign up. You get 2 weeks free. You get a test drive this, just like a car. You get a test drive it before you buy it. Not a bad deal. 2 free weeks. You don't have to give them a credit card. Try it out. If you like it, and I know you will, that's less than $5 a month for the peace of mind of knowing everything on your computer, your pictures, music, files, documents, you name it, if it's on your computer, it is safely, securely, and automatically backed up to a state-of-the-art data center. Again, GaryLSnyder.com, click on the Carbonite banner ad, takes you to a special webpage at Carbonite specifically for Gary Snyder Show listeners. 2 free weeks. 2 free weeks, try it before you buy it. Less than $5 a month after that. All right, now, as we did last hour, we are taking your phone calls. 765-662-1400. If you want to chime in on your favorite Christmas song, you heard Bing Crosby there, White Christmas. You've also heard Elvis Presley, Blue Christmas. With the holiday season officially getting kicked off here in 2 days. although let's be honest, it's been kicked off since about Labor Day. But the official start, Thanksgiving, we have decided to open up the phone lines and let you tell me what your favorite Christmas special or movie is, or your favorite Christmas song. Home Alone seems to be a popular one, according to Facebook and Twitter right now, and our phone calls. We've had one Home Alone. So if you want to chime in, 765-662-1400, if you want to share your favorite Christmas song or movie. All right. Barry Bunker Chevrolet, they are your hometown Chevy and used car dealer. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker has the car truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best should not be complicated. And most of all, there should not be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call 866-466-1956. You can visit barrybunker.com or just head on over to the dealership at 1307 North Wabash Avenue. That is in Marion. And experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. And, of course, I should not have to say this because you all should know it by now. But here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor. Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, now, phone call 765-662-1400 if you want to chime in on your favorite Christmas special slash song slash movie. We'll take it. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
It's time to celebrate the things you're thankful for, and the Ice House is thankful for you. Come out this Wednesday and enjoy seeing old friends with karaoke starting at 9. And for those who don't want to cook on Thursday, let the Ice House do it for you with a traditional Thanksgiving buffet from 11 to 3 for just $9.99. Come out and enjoy the holiday Wednesday karaoke at 9 and Thanksgiving Day buffet from 11 to 3. Only in America and only at the Ice House.
Don't miss out, America. It's only at the
As we approach the holiday season, it's time to help the needy children of Grant County with the Stanley Steamer WBAT Care and Share Stuffed Animal Drive. Drop off your new or used medium or large stuffed animals to Medicap Pharmacy, Via Credit Union with three Marion locations and in Gas City, Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, and New Market in South Marion and Gas City. Stanley Steamer will clean and distribute to the children during the holidays. The need is great. Help a child have a wonderful Christmas this year. Donate your stuffed animals today.
I was struggling to maintain contact with the professional world.
Dr. Ferner of Indianapolis talks about why he got the new CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana.
When I got the CapTel phone, it turned it around.
Go to RelayIndiana.com. That's RelayIndiana.com. And read up on the CapTel Caption phone.
People that I talk with do not necessarily know that I have this CapTel service. It's a piece of cake.
Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more.
This season, when you think about holiday giving, think about opening a College Choice 529 savings plan for a loved one. You'll be giving the gift of education, a gift that changes lives. Plus, when you open or contribute to a College Choice 529 plan, you may receive a 20% state income tax credit on the amount of your contribution, up to a $1,000 credit. And that is smart year-end tax planning. Find out more about the 529 College Choice savings plan and the tax credit you may receive by contributing at collegechoiceplan.com.
We all know how serious Ed Breen can be, but we see the fun side of Mr. Ed.
Just a little silliness today for a change.
And you can too by listening weekday mornings to 1400 WBAT's Good Morning Grant County. In fact, Ed's looking forward to a lot of enjoyment in his next career too.
Play shortstop for the Cubs.
Maybe even lead them to that elusive World Series crown.
Worth a million.
Ed Breen and the Good Morning Grant County team. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly on 1400 WBAT.
If you can't go because it won't flow, then you need to call Chuck Sewer and Drain. This is Chuck Poling of Chuck Sewer and Drain. We're number one in the number two business. We're available 23 and a half hours a day.
Hello, this is Henry Smith, president of Indiana Wesleyan University. Again this year, Indiana Wesleyan is joining hands with the Salvation Army to help needy children in the Grant County area. Please be an angel and sponsor a needy child in our community this holiday season. Stop by the Five Points Mall in Marion or this radio station at 820 South Pennsylvania Street. Pick up the name of a child whose wish is on the card for you to purchase a gift. Be an angel this holiday season. Help the angel tree. Thank you.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it imposing, call it composing, call it insane. When I'm through that I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fight. You can go where Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll sign a pay. How'd you like that?
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. You heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Four things to keep in mind about Anytime Fitness Marion. Number one, Anytime Fitness Marion. They're located next to Marsh North. One-year memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, Anytime Fitness Marion. You go in, mention my name, the Gary Snyder Show, Gary Snyder, and you don't even have to do it in a good way. 2 free months on top of your one-year membership. Anytime Fitness Marion. You can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. Finally, Anytime Fitness Marion is open 24/7. Workout on your schedule, not your gym's. That'd be nice for a change, wouldn't it? Anytime Fitness Marion, again, located next to Marsh North. Or give them a call, 664-22-22. Pretty easy number to remember. All right. Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They also have Gravely, Hustler, and Dixie Chopper mowers in stock with all the winter accessories for the Dixie Choppers and, of course, Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers. Now, Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. If you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, as we mentioned, and keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is, Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. Or you can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. You can always visit at indianaturf.com. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, again, we are taking phone calls. If you want to enlighten us on your favorite Christmas song / movie / special with Christmas kicking off officially. Who decided that anyway? Kicking off officially on Thursday, Thanksgiving. We'd like to hear what you listen to or watch over the holidays. 765-662-1400. Now, we have not had a chance to go over the GSS talking points for today. Very interesting reads up there. First of all, the General Assembly, big organizational day. Pat Bauer, better known as the Hare, on another walkout by the General Assembly Democrats coming up in the General Assembly starting in January. All he has to say is, we will do what's necessary to stop right to work from becoming law. Since they're outnumbered, outgunned by Republicans in the General Assembly, is that their only option, is to walk out and prevent the Republicans from passing right to work legislation? There seems to be a firestorm happening on both sides. You have one set of lobbyists, and let me preface this. We had Jack Abramoff on last week. If you want to know what a politician or a political party is doing, just follow the money. Pretty simple. Follow the money. That will tell you why a politician or political party is doing what they're doing. All right, let's go real quick. I think we have a call. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a song for you.
Fire away.
It's a bilingual song named Feliz Navidad.
Feliz, one more time on that?
Feliz Navidad.
Who sings that? Because is that sung by, I think, Neil Diamond?
No, I forget who sings it, but it's a bilingual song. It's in Spanish and English, both.
Okay, I think I've heard that played quite a bit around the radio stations and the malls and things like that. How about a movie or TV show? Guess not. So, all right, again, if you want to chime in, Feliz Navidad. Favorite Christmas song there, bilingual song. If you know who sings it, let me know. I can't really Google while I'm talking and running the board here. All right, 765-662-1400 if you have a favorite Christmas song, special, or movie. Now, as the Indiana General Assembly gets ready to take shape in January, Pat Bauer not ruling out that the Democrats could walk out again to prevent right-to-work legislation from passing. Number two, talking point number two, the Indiana House Democrats unveil their preschool voucher plan. So building on, you know, basically something that they opposed last year, and we'll have Abdul on tomorrow to talk about this a little bit. Abdul writes, although the right to work dominated the talk around the State House Monday, Democratic leader Pat Bauer got my attention when he unveiled the Democrats' Helping Hoosiers Now plan. The plan hits the usual Democratic themes of jobs, education, and child protection services. However, what stopped me in my tracks was Bauer calling for vouchers for preschool. Yes, the same sentence I wrote, Bauer voucher preschool. Abdul, in a way only he can put it. You can pick your jaw up off the ground now. The same party that led the state, that fled the state for 5 weeks, in part because of education reform, is supporting vouchers, albeit for preschool. Very interesting. There's already been a large fight over vouchers for the public schools versus private schools. Teachers' unions and groups across the state have filed suit to stop it from happening, although it has happened, and it is in place right now. There's not been a final adjudication on vouchers here in the state, but my guess is they're here to stay. Talking point number two. Now, talking point number three, economic growth. just 2% last month, well below earlier estimates. All right, so let's take a look. Unemployment ticks up in Indiana, 9.0%, ties equal to the national average. Economic growth comes in at 2%, well below the national estimate of about 3.5%. So, with all the talk of an economic recovery, we're not in a recession. Is the economy getting worse or is it getting better? Which one is it? If you want to look, if you want to chime in on, maybe we should open the phone lines on that instead of Christmas songs. We have plenty of time to do that, though. 765-662-1400. Is the economy getting better or worse? When I take a look at the economy right now, I see the Congress' inability to get anything done. Unemployment still at 9%. Economic growth not at what it was. The stock market, stock market is a tough one to judge, up and down. It's very volatile. If you can predict the stock market, you'll be a rich person. But is the economy getting worse? I say it's not. When you take a look at Indiana unemployment numbers, GDP, and all of the indicators, foreclosures still rising, new housing starts up maybe a little, but not enough to make a big significance. No new jobs being added, or very little to keep up with the pace of employment, new people entering the job market. I say we may be stuck with this malaise of an economy for quite a while. If you want to chime in, 765-662-1400. Okay, when we come back, Brian Howie and Tom Marquis. We'll talk politics with Brian Howie from HowiePolitics.com. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Get your holiday groove on with some wonderful events in Marion. The Walkway of Lights is open now beyond the Washington Street Bridge and down through Motter Park. Bring your friends and family out for one of Marion's real treasures now through December 31st. Happy Holidays! This message is brought to you by the Grant County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Ed Thurman with WBAT News. Indiana's unemployment rate went up slightly for October, but many counties in the area stayed the same or increased slightly. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development reported Indiana's October jobless rate was 9%. Up from 8.9% in September. Grant County saw unemployment rise in October to 10.2%, up 0.4% from September. That rate is the 12th highest in Indiana. Blackford County and Miami counties have the highest jobless rates in this area, with each county having 11% unemployment. That ties them for the third highest jobless rate in the state. Elsewhere, Madison County's jobless rate stood at 9.9% in October, Howard County at 9.8%, Delaware County at 9.5%, Tipton and Wabash counties are at 9.1%, Huntington County 8.9%, and Wells County had the lowest area jobless rate at 7.6%. A Huntington man who was convicted of the attempted murder of another Huntington man last year received a 20-year jail sentence yesterday. Bobby McDaniel received 20 years in prison and 15 years on probation for taking part in the stabbing of David Smith in December of 2010. McDaniel was found guilty of helping Anthony Smith and attacking David Smith in an argument over a woman. The Smiths are not related. Anthony Smith last week was sentenced to 35 years in prison. And a Muncie woman whose infant son was removed for being badly malnourished was sentenced to 4 years in prison Monday. 24-year-old Danielle Schrack received the maximum sentence allowed for neglect of a dependent. Her six-month-old son weighed only 8 pounds when Child Protective Services removed him from Schrack's home last year. Officials say the little boy is now thriving. I'm Ed Thurman. The 1400 WBAT forecast, cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely today, a high around 50. Tonight, it'll be cloudy, breezy, and cooler with showers likely, low near 40. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and cool with a high of 50. Wednesday night, clear and cold, low 32. On Thanksgiving, sunshine with a high of 55. We're your connection for news, sports, and information. 1400 WBAT.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Empty in the valley of your heart, the sun it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat, you cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our guests, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right, Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC. That's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, and they are home on the weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All right, we are joined now at this time, as we always are every day, by Tom Marquis, co-host of the show. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon on a very, very rainy afternoon.
All right, and as we are at this time every Tuesday, we're joined by Brian Howie of Howie Politics. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Gary and Tom, how are you today?
I am doing excellent. Now, for the first hour or so, maybe half hour, we've been taking favorite Christmas songs, movies, and specials. What's your favorite Christmas song and or movie, Brian?
Oh, let's see. Favorite Christmas song would be Come All You Faithful. Let's see, favorite movie. I've got a top 10, but it'd probably be Dr. Zhivago. Amadeus. I love Amadeus. I love Animal House. I love Network. So I'm a little bit all over that. Lawrence of Arabia.
How about Christmas movie?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right, Brian, the reason I like having you on, besides the fact that you're just a great journalist, is the fact that you don't spew from one side or the other, left or right. And an article caught my attention last week that you wrote, I think I saw it Friday, about State Treasurer Richard Murdoch and him basically being AWOL from his job as State Treasurer while he's running for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, we did analysis of his meeting attendance, and you know, when he was first sworn into office in February 2007, up through December 31st, 2009, he was getting about 53% of the various boards that he is either a member or a trustee or presides over, and that's slipped down to 34% since 2010, January 2010. Let's walk through a little bit what Mr. Murdoch's been up to. He ran for re-election as state treasurer during the year 2010, was sworn into office for a second term in January of 2011, and then on February 22nd of this year, he announced he was running, challenging Senator Lugar in the Republican primary. So he's been on the campaign trail pretty heavily for the past, two years or so now.
Before we get to Tom, before he decided that he was going to run for the U.S. Senate, or I guess when he was running for state treasurer, he already had an idea that he was going to run for the U.S. Senate. Is this something that is out of the norm here?
Well, in the television age of Indiana politics, we have never had a sitting U.S. senator face a credible challenge in a primary. And that, you know, you can all the Harkies, Lugers, Byes, Coates, Quayles. None of them have really had to ever worry about a primary challenge. Is Treasurer Murdoch a credible challenger? Yeah, I think so. I think he won a million votes as part of the statewide ticket. I don't put a lot of heft in the statewides. They tend to be very Republicans. I don't think the Democrats have won a statewide office in about 12 years now. So it's pretty much, if you get a statewide nomination, you're probably going to win, or a very, very good chance of it. Murdoch's coming off that, but he's got the Tea Party support. I don't think the Tea Party is going to be as strong as it was in 2010, but it's something that he can hang his hat on. What's really been interesting is that Murdoch hasn't been able to raise the kind of money locally here in the state that would suggest that he's going to have widespread support. What we've seen are the national Tea Party groups, Tea Party Express, Freedom Works, who have said that they're possibly going to come in. Another one's Chris Chocola's group, the Club for Growth. They may come in as 527 groups and throw a lot of money in the race. And Jim Shella had a real interesting column in the Indianapolis Business Journal, and he basically said, you know, this is not an outpouring of support for Richard Murdoch from the Senate. It's more of a Tea Party rejection of Senator Lugar. They just want to basically put anybody in there besides they don't think he's conservative enough. And just to be perfectly honest with all your listeners out there, I've been a longtime admirer of Senator Lugar. I don't think Murdoch has made the case for replacing him. And you're probably going to see columns along those lines from me. So just to let you know, that's kind of where I stand as an opinion columnist.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, Brian, it's good to have you as always. Now as a regular here on the show here, and really what I want to talk about with you is what's right here on our plate, right in front of us, and that is the session's getting ready to open up with a right to work. Obviously, there was a big protest planned outside the state capitol today. I don't know how many people showed up because of the weather, but you know they were expecting thousands of union workers and workers from across the state of Indiana to protest this right to work. And I was talking with Brian Bosma's office today a little bit, and obviously that's one of their top agendas, is to get this right to work passed. I personally think it'll do the state good. I think we also need to get Hoosiers back to work. So let's break down this right to work bill, because obviously it's going to be another hot topic right here coming around the corner any day now.
Right. Sure. Well, first of all, there's no bill yet. It hasn't been written. What happened yesterday was Speaker Bosma and Senate President David Long from Fort Wayne announced that they were going to make it their top priority. And in the past, to the biannual national budgets. You've seen other top priority legislation, the Telecom Communications Act of 2007 was one. Major Moves obviously was one in 2006. We've had full day kindergarten before. So what the legislative leaders try to do is say, this has got our attention. We're going to put the maximum effort behind this. And to tell you the truth, I was a little surprised that they would come out and make this top priority. Having said that, it looks like they're going to put a lot of their heft behind it. And I think the key question is, are the Democrats even going to show up in January? Will there even be an initial quorum simply because they're going to stand up and try to defeat this? And the only way they can do that is by not showing up. So I see this as a very divisive piece of legislation that's going to come out. And I guess I would ask you, why do you think a right to work is going to be, you know, a panacea for a jobless rate that just ticked up to 9%? And if you listen to Pat Bauer, he says it's really actually more like 16.7% with all the people that have stopped looking. So I'd kind of like to hear your thoughts on why right to work is so important.
Well, first of all, I just don't think that a person, especially with my wife, for example, she's a teacher, and I don't think that she should be required, which she pretty much is, to be a part of the union in order to have any benefits of collective bargaining or anything like. If you don't want to be a part of the union, shouldn't have to be a part of the union. And I just think that it's an agenda that's put forth again by unions that have proven time and time again that, to me anyway, they aren't the best thing for this country or for this state.
Okay. All right.
You know, when I take a look at right to work, Brian, and I say this with almost any politician or any issue that comes up, you know, Tom throws out there that the unions are against right to work. But if you look at the money, look where the money's coming from. You have a lot of pro-business groups throwing a lot of money for the right to work. So if you want to know why a political party or person is leaning or pushing one agenda or another, basically all you have to do is follow the money.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Your listeners might want to check out Gary Welch's blog, Advance Indiana. He's got an interesting history of right to work. Basically, it came up in the 1950s from legislative Republicans, and the Democrats were opposed to it and tried to get rid of it in the 1960s. And so that it's interesting, the background there. That comes from the centennial of the Indiana General Assembly, a book that many of us use as a reference. So it's had a long history. But, you know, back when right to work was first passed, I think union membership in Indiana was much closer to 50%. Now it's about 11%. And that's one of the things I wonder about is, you know, if you're talking about, you know, half your population or maybe two-thirds of it that's unionized, that's a vastly bigger pool than the 11% that we see today. And I'm just not so sure how pervasive the unions have been. And then an advocate of the unions will say that because over the past 60 or 70 years, what they did was they made a lot of workplaces safer. And they help deliver a middle class lifestyle to many, to many Hoosier families. And certainly, the counter to that is the unions became corrupt. They asked for things, particularly in the public bargaining, public employees that governments can't afford anymore. With the various pensions, we're seeing a lot of municipalities across the country going bankrupt and having problems because they can't keep up with the pensions that were passed many years ago. So in my view, you know, I'm not particularly anti-union. I'm not particularly pro-union. I think they're kind of a part of the mix, and I don't think they're ever going to fully go away. They may make a comeback, but certainly they're not as strong as they used to be.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, you know, moving right along here. I know that right to work, and I do apologize. I said it's the bill to be passed, but it certainly is something that's on the top agenda to get into legislation and to get passed. I didn't want to correct my words there. It is a bill that's not been passed. Some of the other things that obviously the Democrats came out with a plan yesterday that talks about, you know, really trying to counter this economic slowdown, if you will, and you know, a lot of the things they're talking about doing is giving tax breaks to companies who hire unemployed people. They're also talking about obviously this full day kindergarten, fully funding it. Also, limiting the classroom size, and I guess overall, I would want to know what your thoughts on this new plan, if you will, that the Democrats introduced yesterday, and what are its pros and its cons, and you know, really, I think there's a lot of flaws in it, but I just was interested in what your thoughts might be there, Brian.
Well, Bauer put this plan out yesterday called Helping Hoosiers Now, and it's pretty lengthy. It has everything from target investment to small business to giving Hoosiers best chance of employment, proven and efficient real education reform. First of all, it's not going to get very far. When you have only 40 seats in the Indiana House and 13 in the Indiana Senate, they just don't have a lot of troops to do much. So I think what they've done with the Helping Hoosiers Now plan is to try to articulate some of their positions. I just don't think that's going to get very far. What they're going to have to do is either try to work with Republicans on some of the job creation legislation that may come out. But I think what you're going to see is most of their efforts are going to go into defeating right to work. And I think the only way they can defeat right to work at this point is by not showing up. And so I think that there's a real good chance that on January 4th, when it comes time for that first quorum, I will not be surprised if we see a majority of the Democrats that won't even show up. But we'll have to see.
Now, you mentioned the Democrats possibly not showing up, and Abdul will be on tomorrow instead of his Thursday time. But he did talk to Pat Bauer, and Pat Bauer's quote was, "We'll do what's necessary to stop right to work."
Right. You know, there's all sorts of lines being drawn in the sand. We saw that in Washington with the debt, the super committee and everything. Everybody seemed to draw a line in the sand, and nobody was willing to give. And I see a very similar situation developing here in Indianapolis, particularly next January. That's the only way the Democrats can stop it, you know. And is not by showing up. And I'm not sure, you know, I haven't really looked into what the new law is, but I think you have to start basically with a quorum. And if they don't show up at the first point, first day, then they don't get that. And what that'll do is make that, you know, a major part of the Republicans' plan to get to that 67 seats in the 2012 elections, and once they do that, then they don't need Democrats to show up. They can just have a quorum within their own caucus and do anything they want. That's certainly where the Republican Party is going to be headed.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Brian, you mentioned the super committee, and to me, that's just one of the greatest failures that's ever happened. I don't know what was so super about it. I mean, I understand there were 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans. Like you said, what do you expect to happen going in? And so I guess, overall, what are your thoughts on this? Because it just seems to me like Obama's now beating his chest to say it's going to be my way or nobody's way. Well, here's the people that get hurt on that. Obviously, my son's in the Marines, so the defense, the budget for the military and stuff, that's something that's important to me as an American and as a voter. Is this really wise for Obama to say, you know what, do it my way, or I'm just going to use the power of the pen?
Well, I really thought that everybody needed to give a little bit. We've had very poor leadership. You know, when the Republicans ran the whole show during the Bush era, this is where we got into the trouble. We passed the Bush tax cuts that weren't paid for. There was the Medicare prescription drug plan that wasn't paid for. We had both wars that were off the books. And when Bush handed the baton over to Obama, we already had a deficit in the trillion-dollar range. It's gone up a little bit. I think it's quite a bit, actually, $1.3 trillion. It's funny. When I began my journalism career, I don't even think I used the word trillion much. A billion seemed to cover everything. And now we're into that. It seems to me like the way we're going to have to get out of this mess, and it's a huge mess now because the baby boom's retiring, is, you know, there's going to have to be some new revenue, and there's going to have to be quite a bit of cuts. And everybody is sticking to their guns. The Democrats don't want to cut entitlements, and the Republicans don't want to raise revenue. And that's where we're at right now. And unfortunately, I think that's the that's the way we're going to have to go about it. I thought the president was disingenuous for appointing the Simpson-Bowles Commission, which I think came up with some real policy cod liver oil, very tough stuff, but it would have gotten us more on a fiscal solvency, and nobody acted on that. The president kind of just tucked it away, and here we are. And so I'm not seeing any leadership in Washington at this particular point. I think it's very disappointing, and I wouldn't be surprised that if a year from now we're talking about that throw the bums out mentality, that may be what people are going to resort to.
All right, Brian, real quick, we're running out of time here. In your professional journalistic opinion, does the General Assembly open in January?
I'm very skeptical. I'm not sure it will. The Republicans kind of waved a red flag in the face of the Democrats, and the only way the Democrats can really deal with it is not by showing up. So if I had to put a money bet on it, a $20 bet, I'd say that a lot of people are going to be sitting around tapping their knuckles in January with really not much going on. I don't know if the Democrats are going to go off to another state or whether they're just going to stay in their own cities, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Pretty hard to find them if they have never opened the General Assembly, huh?
Right, right. So we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, Brian, thanks as always. You offer some great insight to us. And real quick, where can people find your work?
I'm at www.howiepolitics.com, and that's H-O-W-E-Y.
Well, hey, Brian, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Whether it's sunny in Swayze or rainy in Radley, WBAT will make sure you know what the Grant County weather picture is. Hi, I'm Chris Daniels from Indiana's News Center. As the leaves and the temperatures fall, we'll be dealing with a variety of local weather conditions. Jason Myers and I are always ready to bring you up to date on issues with fog, slick road conditions, and yes, the distinct possibility of an early Indiana snow. Indiana's News Center in 1400 WBAT, a winning weather team.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get their flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-291-8732 to get your free copy now. 800-291-8732. 800-291-8732.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media. We'll be right back.
is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying.
Oh, I want to thank Brian Howie for joining us. One thing I like about Brian Howie is that he doesn't necessarily come at it spewing right or left wing material. He gives it to you as he sees it. Many people would probably call him a rhino these days. But then again, you're a rhino if you don't agree with the Tea Party. And as I have said before, I am not drinking that tea anymore. Yes, I once did, but no longer. Maybe a little sip, but not much more than that. All right, coming up next hour, we have Jimmy Kavanaugh is going to wrap up the big IU win over Webb Gardner last night. And John Brodigan will be here with Brodigan. Maybe something's bugging him. I don't know. But just in case, we'll call it Brodigan. My guess is there's got to be something bothering him. I've seen his Facebook post today, and he seems a little mad, a little upset. So we'll have all that for you. Again, want to thank our guests so far today. That includes Valerie Kroger, spokesperson for the Indiana Workforce Development, talking about Indiana's unemployment numbers ticking up. Brian Howie from HowiePolitics.com. If you ever get a chance, get to that website. Check him out. You'll be well worth your while. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.